Good morning. Did you notice anything a little different about your little sister this morning?
No.
Well, maybe if you'd peel your eyes away from that microscope and actually look at me, you'd figure it out.
Did I mention that I'm naked?
Oh, that got your attention. You should have seen the shocked look on your face when I said that. Something so scandalous from your prim and proper sibling. She's not even out of school yet. But now your face turns to confusion when you cannot see exactly where I am. But I am here, I assure you. Right in plain sight. Except it would take far more than plain sight to see me. I am invisible. While you have slaved away at your silly little experiments with microorganisms and whatnot, I finally was able to test my invisibility field. You didn't know your sister was a scientist too, did you? Perhaps if you didn't spend all of your time locked away in this laboratory attached to our parents' house, you would know things like that. Turning myself invisible isn't all that big a trick where you're concerned, I guess. You never really noticed me anyway. Ironically, the best way for you and the rest of the scientific community to notice me was to make myself disappear. I had to use your books to teach myself science because the School of London would not. Stop checking the cabinets for me. The only place I am hiding is the barest fraction of an inch sideways to the visible spectrum. I can see you, but you can't see me. Well, I can't see me either, which makes things difficult. But I can assure you, I am here. Watch, I pick up this flask and wave it around. Now, either you have a poltergeist in this laboratory, or you have an invisible sister who is an absolute bloody genius. Ah! 1 minute, my brother. Don't try to touch me. You may touch something unexpected. I was not lying to you when I said I was naked. Only living material can be made invisible. Yes, I am completely naked. I could scarcely move around in this cramped lab wearing my normal skirts, and the echoing of my shoes wouldn't have allowed me to sneak up on you. I actually feel quite liberated with all of that clothing on. It's perhaps a bit improper for me to be naked in front of any man, let alone my brother. But you cannot see me. That is the important thing. Now, hold out your hand. I will give you further proof by putting my hand in yours. It's a little easier to do it for me, since I can see your hand, but not being able to see mine still confuses things. There. My hand is in yours. My very invisible hand. Even if you can't see it, you can't feel it, and know that I am real. More importantly, you can know my experiment is a success. Can you feel the counter-luminescence field against your skin? Maybe you can't even be sure it's there, but I can assure you it. It hugs my body tightly, and it tingles in such a pleasant manner. It might even be described as improper, if this weren't scientific. It's like a billion tiny feathers running over every inch of my skin, even without the invisibility effect. The energy field might have valid therapeutic purposes. Even though you can't see me, it's as if my senses are heightened. I can see you with such clarity. I can hear and smell you as never before. And I can feel your touch on my arm. It's almost electric. Of course, I can make myself visible again. This wouldn't be as big a breakthrough if I couldn't. But it's so much fun being invisible. How would I want to change back so soon? Or is it just that you are trying to tempt me to turn invisible again while I am still in your presence and still naked? Perhaps while still distracted by the magnitude of my discovery, I might forget the circumstances and engage in completely scandalous behavior with my brother. I'm just teasing my delightfully blushing big brother. I know this is not like me, but being invisible is quite unlike me as well. That and being freed from those dreadful layers of clothing society forces upon me. Well, can I be blamed for being a little naughty? Oh, you're not fun. Well, if I must turn back now, I will let you be the one to do it. I wear upon me a device that maintains the counterluminescent field. Will you do the honors and turn it off? I shall place your hands upon it. There you are, my brother. Can you feel it? Yes. It's soft and smooth. I can assure you it's of the highest quality. At its center, you will find a button of sorts. Yes, it's very soft too, but harder than the surrounding material. Now, I can't recall exactly how it works. Try to push it with your thumb. That's not working. Maybe use that thumb to wiggle it around. Oh my. I'm still invisible. Use your fingers now and squeeze it. Gently though, it is quite delicate, I assure you. It's quite all right. Don't apologize, dear brother. The fault lies with me, and not remembering how to properly work the device. Perhaps you could try twisting it very gently, clockwise, then counterclockwise. God, yes. That did it. No, I'm still not visible. But I've quite enjoyed what you've been doing with my breast and nipple. You snatch your hands away, as if my nipple were a red-hot poker, but I suspect you quite enjoyed the experience. I did. If mostly for the sport, it came me to tease you. Although, I shall have to remember some of your actions if I ever marry. They were quite effective. Although, who's to say I need to wait until I'm married? Well, other than the church and the crown, of course, I'm sure many people engage in that kind of thing outside of wedlock these days. We just did, although that was just some touching. And if I'm invisible, it's not like anyone could see the fine about anything I do. If your sister is naked in a room with you, but she's invisible, does it matter? I don't think so. If you touch her breast, other than being good for a laugh, it doesn't mean a thing. Not when she's invisible. Well, why? We could probably even make love, and it wouldn't count. I am but teasing again. Even though my entire body alive with sensation, including parts you probably aren't interested in hearing about, even from a scientific perspective, places that tingle and feel charged, especially as I run my fingers over them. If I masturbate in front of my brother, but he can't see it, is that wrong? If it was just a rhetorical question. Really? Does it look like I'm masturbating? Maybe it sounds like it. But I could just be making that sexy sound some other way. Except I'm not. I'm actually touching my clit, and it feels so good. I told you my sensations were supercharged right now. Every part of my body is alive, especially after you fondled my breast. And my brain, I don't think it's quite working right. I wouldn't be like this normally. I would be shy. I'm repressed, not bald and naughty. I think it's a side effect of the invisibility. That sound? I didn't hear anything. Well, if I did, it sounded suspiciously like invisible fingers unzipping your pants so carefully you didn't even notice. You're quite confused right now, aren't you, sweet brother? But just wait until I slide my hand inside now, and my hand grabs your cock. Let's see what contact with my counter-luminescent field does then. You like that? Despite your shock, you can feel the energy and the ultra high vibration from my hand. It must be as pleasurable on your cock as it was on my clit. Perhaps even more so, because you are entirely outside of the field. But it affected me so much that my wetness caught in my hand and allowing it to slide up and down your shaft without resistance. I should stop. Well, we should stop. It takes two to tango, as they say, but your eyes say I'm not really here. It's just your other sensations telling you otherwise. I should stop. Well, we should stop. It takes two to tango, as they say, but your eyes say I'm not really here. It's just your other sensations telling you otherwise. Your ears, as they hear my voice. Your nose, as it picks up my perfume, thus perhaps a more musky smell one. Your sense of touch, as it feels my hand wrapped around you. What does that leaf taste? Don't worry, brother. That's just my finger poking into your mouth. Now you have tasted my most intimate depths. I hope you found it as sweet as your little sister always has been. But now it's my turn for a taste of you. Ah. more alive than before. I can feel your cock in exquisite details and taste it. Looking down, what does it look like for you? Your cock, suddenly compressed and quieted by what could only be an invisible hand and just as invisible mouth. An invisible tongue swirls around it, creating curious depressions on it. Or if I bite gently on it, that must be a sight. Yes, this is definitely not like me, and most definitely not like you. It's this counter-luminescent field, I think, to blame for me, and perhaps for you as well. Enough of it transfers to you to affect your body in just the right ways. But it's okay, dear brother. It's for science. And I'm invisible, so none of this really counts. No one can see what I'm doing to you. Not man. Not even God himself. So neither jail nor hell holds any danger to us. Even even if we made love. Of course we shouldn't. Just as I should not be orally pleasuring you right now. But no visible man has had sex with an invisible girl before. Aren't you curious about what it will look like? And especially what it will feel like? Here, I've put your hands on my waist. Lift me up and put me on the corner of that counter. That's just the right height. Don't think. Just do. Now my hand is back upon you, since you can't see where I need to put it. I can't either, but luckily I remember right where my pussy is. It's right there. What a delightful spark as the tip of your cock encounters my labia. I push you against me a little, and I can see the tip of your cock comically compress in mid-air. But let me lift my legs and wrap them around you, pulling you even closer, even as it opens my body up more. Look at that. Now the head of your cock is squeezed from the front and sides as it finds its way into me just a little. You must be coated with my wetness by now, even if you can't see it. But watch closely for this next part. Your head expands as I take you into me. But the shaft compresses as my tight, no longer virgin pussy surrounds it so closely. You can't see your the pussy, your cock is buried inside, but we can definitely feel it. And it feels so good. Is all sex like this? Or is it because of the counterluminescent field? Or maybe just maybe. Is it because of the incest? I think further testing will be required, but beyond that, movement will be required. Pull it out some, and then drive it back in. You can't see my pussy, but you can feel it on your cock. And you can see the effect of my invisible pussy on your very visible cock. Every time I quiver or squeeze, that shows up on your cock, and I can look down and watch you grow harder inside of me as you make love to me. I can even see the blood rushing through your veins. Invisible instant sex is the best sex. It's the only sex I know of. I can't imagine anything else being so good. And I can't stop watching your cock and how my invisible pussy distorts it slightly. And this is good for you too. Not just the effect of the contraluminescent field, but also my virgin pussy. Your little sister's virgin little pussy. I'm quite flattered that you're enjoying it so much, and there is scandalous at all. such a mature climax as there, rather. We are faced with a conundrum. We use no birth control. Unless you've mastered the creation of invisible condoms. And they're not one now. And this is not a good time of the month for me. But if you pull out, we won't get to see what it looks like if you ejaculate inside my wrist invisible womb. And wouldn't you like to see that? I know I would. It's hard for me to think what the invisibility started in my mind. Your cock has finished. So it's up to you to decide, brother. You really should pull. Not risk impregnating your sweet little sister. She's clearly not in her right mind. But there is time to be compared in spilling your seed inside her. Inside of me. And honestly, I am still not mad at the idea of being impregnated by you. Okay, I'm going to come soon. Did you see the ripples that ran down your cock as my breath body quivered? I'm so close. But you are too, aren't you? Please do it instead of me. I'm begging you, not just for science, but for me. Your cock buried itself in my invisible depths once last time, and there it is. Hot creamy cum erupting from it. I'm feeling my womb outlining it in glorious whiteness. The feel inside of this is too much. I'm coming. My contraluminescent field is dissipating. And a rather embarrassing time. Perhaps my orgasm has something to do with it, or some other factor. Regardless, now you are forced to look at your little sister, fully naked and still impaled upon a swollen cock. And with the field dissipating, some clarity is returning to my own mind. And to yours too, perhaps. Perhaps it would be prudent to remove yourself from me, specifically my vagina. No, no, it's quite all right. Well, no, it's not, but it's not entirely your fault. Clearly, there are side effects of the contraluminescent field I had not anticipated. May I borrow your jacket, please? All of my clothes are back where I left them. They're not far away, but I dare not come back naked. I trust you will keep my invention a secret for now. And of course, what we just did, I mean, of course you won't tell anyone about the second thing. People will not understand. I'm not sure I understand. It would be bad enough if an unmarried teenage girl, as such as myself, gets pregnant. But incest is quite another thing. Please don't think I am a wicked woman, dear brother. But even without the benefit of the field, I would still do that again. For the record, I did not just say that. Just as we never did anything improper together right before that. But also for the record, I will be alone in my room after dinner tonight. Naked as I was before, but quite visible this time. Then perhaps we could compare the differences between visible and invisible incest. For science, of course. And for your little sister.